Immigrants to the United States have long lectured their children that the path to realizing the American dream runs through the corridors of academia. Hard work in the classroom will be rewarded with opportunity. But in today's American melting pot, students who are undocumented immigrants face many obstacles to earn a high school diploma, yet some finish at the top of their classes. And when it comes to college, they face even bigger obstacles. No green card often means having to pay out-of-state tuition rates and little hope of financial aid. Now, as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports from Los Angeles, lawmakers in some states and in Congress are proposing to give these students a break.
And the home of the
Theodore Roosevelt High School's class of 2001 recently graduated at LA's Shrine Auditorium, serenaded by a member of the school's mariachi band. In this predominantly Latino school, about 15% of the graduates were undocumented immigrants.
Brenda Perez.
Crossing the stage in her magenta cap and gown, Brenda Perez accepted her diploma and an award for academic excellence. It was a highlight for the entire Perez family.
Mom went to up to the second grade, and my dad fourth grade.
So you'd be the first one to go on to college?
I'm the first one like in my entire family to have graduated from high school, when first one attending college.
With a 3.9 grade point average and high test scores, Perez was easily accepted into the prestigious University of California at Berkeley. But for now, studying electrical engineering at Berkeley will remain just a dream. Since Perez is neither a U.S. citizen nor a legal resident, she's ineligible for federal financial aid, and she'd be charged out-of-state fees that are way beyond what her father can afford on his salary as a textile mill mechanic.
It's very, very frustrating. My dad gets $19,000 a year. Berkeley is $30,000 a year for me. So it's, you know, definitely they can't help me.
With help from her counselor at Roosevelt High, Perez won 4 scholarships from private companies and foundations, but they'll only cover a fraction of the expenses. So she's resigned to attend a less expensive local 2-year community college.
It's really a big deal for me, especially because, I mean, after all the years that I study really hard, you know, I took extra time, you know, just to pass tests, get straight A's, you know, come to school every day. And now are all these limitations that, you know, prevent me from, you know, moving on.
It's hard to know exactly how many undocumented immigrant students there are in the country, since public schools don't require proof of citizenship. Certainly not all of them are college material, but at a number of high schools, it's not uncommon to see undocumented immigrants as valedictorians and class presidents. And like them, Brenda Perez has already overcome so much. When she was 6, the Perez family came to California for a better life than the one they had in Villa Hidalgo, Jalisco, Mexico. Brenda recalls crossing the U.S.-Mexico border with help from a guide or coyote.
We had to cross the Rio Bravo between Chihuahua and Texas. I remember it perfectly. That coyote was carrying me, and I kind of knew that it was like illegal because we had to like watch out for the guys with the green suits or whatever.
The Perezes ended up in East L.A. Brenda, her mother and father, 2 younger sisters and uncles, 8 people sleeping in one room, sharing a bathroom with 6 other families. After school and on weekends, Brenda and her sisters helped with the rent by cleaning toilets and scrubbing floors in their apartment building. Brenda spent exhausted nights in their kitchen doing homework for her advanced placement classes in calculus, Spanish, U.S. history, physics, government, and English. But gaining legal status for the family has proven too costly and complicated. The process for applying for citizenship can take years. Still, some people are unmoved by such stories.
They are children of irresponsible lawbreakers. They are here in violation of federal law. And it's very sad.
Barbara Koh founded the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. She says sorry, but it's already bad enough that public schools are obliged by federal law to spend taxpayers' money educating illegal immigrants through high school.
Now we are supposed to sacrifice the college education of our own children to reward lawbreakers so that they can go to college? I don't think so.
Others fear offering in-state tuition would be a further incentive for more illegal immigration. Ira Melman is a spokesperson for FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
And we have to consider the fact that seats in a university or tuition assistance are limited resources. And is it reasonable to allocate these limited resources based on whether somebody is in the country legally or not? And I think most people would agree, yes, it is.
But some lawmakers argue the talent pool of immigrant students is too valuable to waste. A few weeks ago, Texas passed a law that provides in-state college tuition rates for anyone who earns a high school diploma, regardless of their immigration status. California legislators are considering a similar bill. And in Washington, the House of Representatives is debating a proposal that would give states more leeway in deciding who pays in-state tuition and who does not. Representative Howard Berman is a California Democrat and co-author of the bipartisan bill that says to undocumented students,
"You yourself didn't decide to engage in an illegal activity. You have performed well. You are pursuing education. You're not a dropout. You want to go to college. We're going to provide a mechanism for you, since you're going to be in this country anyway, to contribute to your full potential."
The proposed law would only apply to students who are in the country today, not those who immigrate illegally in the future. Berman says his bill would also legalize any student accepted into college. Until such laws pass, though, teachers, lawyers, and immigrant advocates are working in a sort of underground movement that helps find private scholarships and legal aid. But it's seldom enough for students like Brenda Perez, who is worried about her future.
All I can say is that I'm not going to go back to Mexico.
Even though she'll be going to community college in the fall, Brenda Perez says it's pretty ironic that after studying in Los Angeles public schools for the past 12 years, she's now considered an international student. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.